We have so much to thank Hashem for. There's so much good. There's so much bracha. But none of us are strangers to tragedies. We are all aware of tzaros in Klal Yisrael. We know people who are sick. We know people who are struggling with parnasa. We know teenagers who are going off the derech. We know people who have mental health issues. We know of so many personal sufferings that people are going through. And sometimes we just stop and scratch our head and say, what is going on? Has this world gone mad? Shlomo HaMelech gives us insight into the concept of suffering in Sefer Mishlei, and he tells us, Shomer Piv Ulashono Shamor Mitzaros Nafsho. You want to be protected from tzaros? You want tragedies to end? Shomer Piv Ulashono. One who guards his mouth and his tongue, Shamor, he will be protected. Mitzaros Nafsho. And the question is, what is a correlation? What is talking Lashon Hara, or guarding oneself from speaking Lashon Hara, have to do with Tzaros Nafsho? In this week's Parsha, we can actually find the answer to this question. When Moshe Rabbeinu came out and saw an Ish Mitzri hitting an Ish Ivri, the Pasuk tells us, Vayifen kol v'cho, and he saw, he turned and he looked, and he saw that there was nobody around, and he went over to the Mitzri, and he killed him and buried him in the sand. Who was this person? Who was this Mitzri attacking? None other than Dasan. What happened? Dasan was actually married to a woman by the name of Shalomis Bas Divri. And Shalomis Bas Divri, Rashi tells us, was a woman who was a chatterer. She was a talker. And she brought about this terrible fate that a Mitzri walked into her house in the wee hours of the morning, kicked her husband out and lived with her. And how did she cause this? Because she was a talker. She was immodest. She would talk and talk and talk. She would go over to people and constantly greet people. And she attracted attention. And she attracted the attention of a Mitzri. And this Mitzri came and lived with her. When Dasan came back into the house, he saw that this Mitzri had lived with his wife. And the Mitzri understood that Dasan had the ability to maser on him and tell the authorities, and that is when he took him outside and started to beat him. The very next day, the pasuk tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu walks outside and he sees Dasan striking his friend. He's lifting his hand to hit Aviram, and he turns around to him and he says, Rasha lama sakes reecha. And the Medrash, by the way, tells us that Aviram was Shalomis Bas Divri's brother, and she had run to him after this had happened with the Mitzri. She had run to him for protection, and that's why Dasan was hitting now, for protecting his sister. Soon as Moshe says the words, Rasha lama sakes reyecha, the pasuk tells us that Dasan va'aviram turned around to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Misam chalesh, sar v'shofet aleinu, who made you a sar? Who made you an officer over us? Halahargeni ata omer, are you going to kill us? Just like you killed Harakta es ha-Mitzri, just like you killed the Mitzri. And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu got very frightened, and he said the words, Achein noda hadavar. Now the matter is known. According to Rashi, according to the Pshat, now the matter is known that I killed a Mitzri and I'm in big trouble, because Dasan va'aviram are threatening me clearly that this is known and they can tell the authorities. But the Medrash tells us something very profound. And Moshe Rabbeinu said the words, Achein noda hadavar, he was saying, now this matter that I was so confused about and I was so concerned about and puzzled about, now I have clarity. What was Moshe Rabbeinu concerned about? What was he puzzled about? Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand why was Klal Yisrael in this long, hard, harsh galus for so many years. What had they done? What was their crime? What was their chait that they had done that they deserved to be in this long, harsh gullus more than all of the other 70 nations. And Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Dasan Va'avirim and he said, oh, now you answered my question. Now I understand why B'nai Yisrael is in gullus for so long. You know why? Because there are speakers of Lashon Hara among us. Now this clarified. If there's Lashon Hara, this clarified why there is so much, there is such a long galus. Now the Chafetz Chaim has a question on this medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu had a question on why B'nai Yisrael were in galus for so long. B'nai Yisrael were on Mem Tes Sharei Tumah. B'nai Yisrael were at the lowest of the lowest of the lowest point in history of Tumah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a question on why they were in galus. Of course they were in galus. They were in a terrible, terrible spiritual state. So the Chafetz Chaim explains that it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they were at Mem Tes Sharei Tumah, and he still had a question. I know they're at Mem Tes Sharei Tumah, but I still don't understand why they are suffering so much. And the Chafetz Chaim explained that what happens when a person does an Aveira? When a person does an Aveira, the Aveira itself goes up to Shemayim and goes into, so to speak, a storage room. Nothing happens to a person. There's no immediate punishment. There's no immediate retribution. Nothing happens yet. The person's Aveira goes into this storage room and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. He waits. Will this person have Charata? Will this person do Tshuva? And he has patience and he waits. But there's one Aveira that this doesn't happen with, and that's the Aveira of Lashon Hara. And when a person speaks Lashon Hara, the Aveira itself goes up to Shamayim, and because this person spoke negatively about another person, put down another person, he now, Mida Keneged Mida, gave the Satan the ability to speak negatively about him. It's a direct Mida Keneged Mida. So the Satan has this open kitrug that he has the floor. He can come now and speak negatively about this person. And he now pulls out from this storage room all this person's Averis. And he stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person did this and this person did that and this person did this. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to judge this person. But not only does the speaker's Averos come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this Satan is given the complete floor. And he's allowed to speak also about the subject who he spoke, but the subject of the Lashon Hara, who this person spoke about. And all his Averos are brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only are his Averos brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the whole community, the neighborhood, the extended community, the families, etc., etc., etc. And all of a sudden, there is such a kitrug in Shamayim, and there is all these averos are being shown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they never ever would have come forth had this person not opened his mouth and spoken Lashon Hara. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Yes, B'nai Yisrael did Averos. Yes, they were on Mem Tes Sharei Tumah. Yes, they were doing terrible things. But all of those Averos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having patience and waiting to see, will they do Tshuva? And once Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there are speakers of Lashon Hara, then he understood. Yes, now the Satan has the floor. He's able to bring all of these averos in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring terrible tsaros to Klal Yisrael in this terrible, harsh, long galus. From here, girls, we learn that this is the explanation of Shomer Piv Lushono, Shomer Mitzaros Nafsho. If we were just to be careful and just to remember before we open our mouths what terrible tsaros we can bring to ourselves, chas v'shalom, what terrible tsaros we can bring to the person we're talking about, what terrible tsaros we can bring to our neighbors, to our communities, to Klal Yisrael at large, boy, would we be careful and think twice and close our mouths and not utter one word of Lashon Hara so that chas v'shalom we wouldn't give the Satan the floor and the ability to be mekatrik chas v'shalom on Klal Yisrael. I hope this was a lesson of encouragement and inspiration to watch our tongues and be'ezus Hashem be protected from all tsaros, all tragedies, and only be able to rejoice in simcha with each other.